Professor Fraud joins us. He's the guy you can trust to let you know, oh, some squirrely things that might be happening, and we don't want to fall into those traps. Hello, Professor Fraud. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, John. Busy here because the holiday time is the happiest time of the year for fraudsters as well, because
yes.
This is really a target-rich environment for them. And as usual, they've come up with lots of new ways of separating you from your money.
I bet they have. And by the way, I just want to say, Bill Cressy, Governor of State University, thanks for all your work for the election,
Thank you.
You do all the election overseeing in many ways with the whole team, but you're a judge,
yep.
I believe is the term. And thanks for helping make it smooth for folks.
Well, actually, it's commissioner of the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners.
There it is.
Yeah, we run the elections in the city of Chicago, and we had a really, really successful operation this time. Again, it's all the great people that work at the board. So,
well, I got your title wrong, but the sentiment was right. So,
it most certainly, which is what's important this time of year. And, you know, last time we were on was right before Thanksgiving. And if you remember, I said, you know, take the opportunity of, you know, Thanksgiving, getting together with your family, talk to especially like the older members of the family, but also younger folks, and say, you know, we know that you're being targeted by fraudsters. And so please feel free to come forward and share, you know, any information with us. It's don't be embarrassed, you know, by that. I've got another one for this holiday season, for your, you know, whether you're getting together with family for Christmas or Hanukkah or New Year's. I'd like the families to get together and develop a family safe word.
Ooh. About what?
Yeah,
nothing, please square that circle for me.
Thank you, John. Come on, get out of there. But because we're seeing a really interesting scam that combines the old, it's called the grandparent scam, where you'd get an older person would get a phone call, and supposedly from their grandchild saying that they're being held in a jail in Tijuana and they need bail money or whatever. Combining that with the wonderful new world of generative AI, where the bad guys can go online, and if they find a video on wherever, any of the social media sites or YouTube, or say you or me right now, John, take that voice and then run it through generative AI to reproduce your loved one's voice.
Wow.
Saying those words so it sounds exactly like them. And one way you can fight that is have that family safe word, and you tell the person, well, if this really is my grandchild or son or daughter or husband or whatever, what's the safe word?
Huh.
And if
that's
they don't
so smart.
Know it, yeah. And it's sad that we have to do this, but it's what we have to do. The technology that's being developed is wonderful, but one of the first users of so many new technologies are the bad guys, and this is one that they're using on us. So,
oh boy, that's so true.
So get together and come up with a good and a difficult safe word, not one that can be easily figured out. Like the name of your high school mascot, you know. Because just now, John, while I was sitting here, I found out what yours is, because those can be easily found.
Wow. Which one? Are you sure you know mine?
Let's see.
Mustangs.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'll mention it off the air. How about that?
Okay. I like that. Hey, I do want to get to one or two more here because that's such a good advice. Gift cards. We got to be wary of some of these, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a number of different gift card scams. The easiest, and I've seen a new alert going on this, is, again, the scamsters go into the store, shoplift the gift cards off of the kiosk. Now, at that point, they have no value on them.
Right.
They bring them home, essentially steam them open to get them out of that cardboard sleeve. And then there's various things they can do, but basically they will write down the numbers on that card. and then return them to the store. Now, in some cases, they cut off the top of the card. And there's a number of different ways, but then they return it, they glue it together, return it to the store, and then you come in and you buy a gift card and you put $100 on it for Aunt Molly, and you give it to her and she's all happy, and she goes to spend it and she has a zero value gift card, because in the meantime, the bad guys went online, found out that you put $100 on that card because they've got the numbers, and they went and spent it. So when you go to the store, if you buy a gift card off of the kiosk, please check carefully that cardboard holder. And if it looks like it's been damaged at all, look at some of the other ones and report it to the store immediately. And, of course, don't use that, because that gift card has been set up by a fraudster.
Absolutely. We got to go, Professor. I do just want to mention really quickly, for shipping notifications, you get so many emails like, your package is late, and then you click on a link. Stop doing that. Track your packages the right way using the apps, using what is provided for you. And I don't even have time for you to leave a comment on that, Professor Cressy. Thank you for your time, Professor Fraud. Have a good one, okay?
We'll talk in the new year. Okay,
we will.
Have a great one there, John.